And I want to talk to you boys and girls this morning about baking. Now, since I've retired, I have been trying to learn a bit more about the kitchen. And I've been trying to bake one or two things, but the expert, of course, in every home is the mummy. And I'm sure that your mummy takes time to bake. And maybe she bakes buns or cakes or apple tarts or whatever. And that's what I want to think with you about this morning. First of all, to bake whatever it is, whether it's a cake or buns or whatever, we need the ingredients. And I brought some ingredients with me this morning. I put this in a special cellophane bag. It's flour, because I didn't want flour all over the place and the caretaker coming to me afterwards. So she gets the flour and she puts it into the bowl. So the first ingredient is flour. And then, of course, there's a few eggs. Maybe two or three eggs needed to be added. And this carton of eggs, it's empty. Because if I broke one of them this morning, Ma would never live it down. But she adds maybe two or three eggs to the ingredients. And then maybe some stark that's put in as well. Stark margarine. And if it's a chocolate cake, maybe something like this. And she puts them in at different times, adds the water or milk or whatever, mixes them in the baking bowl, gets them to the right texture and whatever. And then she puts it into the tin and puts the oven on, gets the oven to the right temperature and leaves the tray with the ingredients in it in the oven until it comes out a beautiful chocolate cake or some lovely buns or apple tart or whatever. And I'm sure you enjoy it when it's put up for tea or for dinner. You get a slice of that cake or some of those buns and you really enjoy them. But you know, boys and girls, if you were just given a spoonful of flour, that wouldn't taste very well. Sure, it wouldn't. Wouldn't taste very nice if you just had to take the plain flour. Or if you were asked to eat an egg, not boiled, or not fried, or not poached, or whatever, just the egg out of the carton, my, it wouldn't be very nice. And I'm told that eggs, if you try to eat them whole and the yolk breaks, it's a terrible taste in your mouth. And that would be a terrible thing, just to have to eat the egg whole, or even the stark margarine or the powder in the tin. All these things need to be put together. They need to be mixed together. They need to be cooked together. And it's only then that you get the lovely cake that comes from all these ingredients here being put together and baked together. You know, boys and girls, there's a verse in the Bible. It's found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And here's what it says. It says this: "And we know that God is working all things together for good to them that love him." And you know, that reminds me this morning of how all these things need to be put together. On their own, there's a bitter taste. They're not sweet. They're not attractive. On their own, my, we would turn up our nose at them. But when we put them together, my, they give us something that's sweet and something that we enjoy. And as we go through life, you know, everything is not always easy. Sometimes there's bitter experiences in life. Sometimes there's things that bring tears to our eyes. Sometimes there's things that happen and they make us sad. But the wonderful thing is this, boys and girls, that God is in control. And God is working all things, all the sorrows, all the painful experiences, all the sicknesses. God is working all things together for good to them that love him. My, we're reminded that God is in the text. We're reminded that God is a God who loves us. A God who loves us, and we realize why he loves us, because he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. That's how we know that God loves us this morning, because he gave his son to die for us on the cross. And because Jesus died and rose again, my, we can become his child. And those who love him, God is working all things together for good. Sometimes in life, when we're in the midst of a problem or amidst of a difficulty or having a painful experience, we can't see the good in it. We can't see any good in it at all. But remember that God knows the end from the beginning, and he's working all those things together for those who love him. So trust that you'll remember the little talk, and that most of all you'll remember the text. And I'm taking all my ingredients home again to get the wife to bake me a nice cake. Okay.